Welcome to Buzz Talk Business Show. Each episode, we bring you news and interviews with local businesses, discuss business tips and advice on how to get started or the best out of your business. Welcome to Buzz Talk Business Show.
Hello, everybody, and I'm here with Stephen Kerr from Kerr and Watson Mortgages.
That's it, yeah.
There we go. Straight away. So we are going to talk about mortgages, and we're going to talk about self-employed mortgages, because I am self-employed. And at the moment, it's really quite difficult for me, myself, to get a mortgage. I have a mortgage.
Okay.
But the trouble is, I can't get another mortgage. So I just keep renewing that mortgage. Back in the day, I know, about 15 years ago, a self-employed person could just sign a bit of paper and say, yes, I can afford that. That's not a problem.
And what happened?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. The trouble is, if that hadn't been available, then I wouldn't be able to afford a house. Yeah. You know, at the time, we were living in Bracknell. And then the only reason why we managed to move to Camberley was the fact that, you know, I've always made money in property. And so we managed to make the jump quite quickly. So mortgages, for being self-employed now, it's a bit of a faff.
Yeah, it can be. As you say, in the past, if you've just renewed your product with a lender, that's a much easier way of doing it, but it doesn't really give you access to that sort of full market. But if you're trying to take your mortgage that you've got to another property or completely redeem it to replace it with another lender, we do go through that full underwriting process.
Yeah.
So that means sort of looking at all your accounts, the bank statements, the tax calculations. Every lender as well, they've got a different way of underwriting things. So what might be acceptable with one lender may not be acceptable with another.
Mm-hmm.
So it does make it harder. So it doesn't mean that a self-employed person won't get one, but it all comes down to what the numbers are, what the history of the company is. They certainly have a good look. That's where, kind of, as brokers, we would suggest that they should be talking to a broker like us or another company that's got experience in that space to actually have a proper look at what the situation is.
Yeah, because what happens is, you know, if you're applying for a mortgage, you know, you would engage someone like yourself, and what you would do is you would look through everything, because what you don't want to do is get everything together and then put it in and it gets declined.
Absolutely.
So you would prefer to say, no, actually, no, that company's not good enough for you, but there is another company.
Absolutely.
That this could work with, and it just takes the stress off of the person who's trying to get the mortgage.
That's it. So certainly for a self-employed person, because they're set up in different ways. It might be a partnership, might be a sole trader, might be limited company directors. And certainly in that route, limited company directors, depending on how they pay themselves, it can make such a difference of one lender to another.
Mm-hmm.
So say a lender like Santander, they may look at what someone's taken out of the company, but not really be interested in what the company made as a whole. And then a lender like HSBC will look at the history of the whole company. And then other lenders might look at what a company made in the most recent year, whereas others look at the last 2 years and average them.
Yeah.
So when you look at one person's pay, so if you look at what they've taken out the company themselves and then what the company earned, and then look at all the different lenders, the difference can be so big that it could be the difference of buying a certain house or not buying one. So that's where a broker would come in, try and find out what the situation is, look at all the paperwork, and then make an assessment based on that, and then make a recommendation for a lender based on who's most likely to give them what they want.
I mean, what normally happens is, you know, people find a house and they go, oh, it's their dream house.
Yeah.
They want that house. And then they come to you and go, right, I need a mortgage for $300,000.
Yeah.
You know, and then you try and make that happen somehow.
That can happen. We'd always suggest it the other way. Excuse me. If you know you're going to buy a house and you're looking at Rightmove and it's quite likely you're going to go and make an offer and you want to be taken seriously, we say, look, come in advance, come 5 days in advance, let us look at the situation so you're not then making offers on things that you can't afford.
Yeah.
And putting pressure on yourself as well with the agents that want to see that you have been verified and it is possible. So if you do it the other way around and investigate what you can borrow first, it'll give you a better idea of...
So you need that mortgage in place before you go looking, really. And I know a lot of house owners, you know, they rely on you having a mortgage in place, otherwise they may not even take you seriously.
Exactly.
Like you say. So yeah. And with the internet now, there are so many like mortgage generators and mortgage calculators, which don't really work too well, do they?
I think they're more of a... they're a way of getting a lead to whoever's got it on their website. So it's hard to, a mortgage calculator doesn't understand everyone's situation. So it gives you quite a vague, it gives you a vague idea, but it's certainly not going to tell you exactly who you should be using in that situation. Even on our website, we've got a mortgage calculator. So it gives someone a bit of an idea, but it wouldn't tell them the exact lender, or it wouldn't know. So that's where a human would need to look at the full situation and actually work out, well, what is the correct figure based on that person's background?
Yeah, I mean, back in the day, it used to be 3.5 times your salary. I don't know what it is now.
Again, depends on the situation. It can be up to sort of 5 times, maybe even more if it's a professional person and a large deposit and a high income, maybe over 100K. Probably on average about 4.75 or 4.5 times if it's a smaller deposit.
Yeah.
Again, all that comes into it. So if someone just asks a broker, what will I get? It is hard to know without actually doing the research and looking at the full situation.
I mean, you mentioned deposits there. I mean, yeah. when I bought my first place, or when we bought our first place, I should say, it was a 5% deposit. Yeah. But now people are looking like 20%, 30% deposits, you know.
Yeah.
That's like 100K in some instances, you know, yeah, which is a nightmare for people. And they've started doing like 0% mortgages again, haven't they? There are some places. So what would you suggest? I mean, just try and get whatever money you can get together for a deposit, or?
0% mortgages, again, it seems a bit of a marketing play, really, because when you try and make them fit on a calculator, they don't, most of the time, because one of the conditions of those at the moment is that they're for someone that's already been renting, and the monthly payment can't be more than what their rental payment is. But if someone's trying to borrow 100% of anything like what they're renting at the moment, it's unlikely it's going to fit. So 100% mortgage may end up being an 85% mortgage. So unless you're moving, if you've got a penthouse in London, you're moving to Hull or something like that, no problem, you get it through. But
nothing wrong with Hull, by the way.
Just a great place.
A great place.
Not many clients are doing it. So no, they do exist, and 5% is certainly an option now again, but it's passing the affordability on the rest of it as well. Yeah. So if you're only putting in 5% and you've got to borrow 95%, you've got to have quite strong incomes to pass that affordability assessment.
Mm.
And certainly on the high loan to value stuff as well, so 95% over, say, 80%, it might be a lender offers a lower income multiple. So again, it's whether it passes the calculator.
Yeah.
So you can actually get that full amount that you want.
I mean, what do you, as a company, because there's a new company, yes, your company's quite new. How old actually is it?
January this year.
So, less than a year, basically.
Yeah.
And you and your partner, I take it, come from a wealth of experience of...
Yeah, I say so. So I've been a broker for about 12 years now.
Okay.
So I've been in that space since then. Dan, his main background was business development, but working for lenders.
Yeah.
So he's worked for bridging lenders and specialist lenders. So he's very familiar with the back end of it. He's also a qualified broker as well. So, yeah, it was quite a combination, really, because he's on the business development side as well. So he's quite good at bringing in new clients and building those relationships, whereas I've always been one to put the deals through in the background.
So you and you obviously got your client, you bring clients anyway to it, yeah, so yeah, you sort of hit the ground running, basically.
Yeah,
don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, absolutely. We've done, considering it's a new business, we've done quite well in terms of what we've built up, the clients that we've brought on as well, and the relationships that we've formed. So considering the marketplace at the moment, it's famously not great for the property market or mortgage market.
Yeah.
But for what was a two-man band recently, it's now three people. It's doing pretty well. So
that's fantastic.
We're building relationships and getting good Google reviews and things like that, and all good feedback so far. So
because that's the sort of thing, isn't it? You know, and you want recommendations as well when people, you know, when they have moved and that, and someone says, "Oh, I'm looking to move," they go, "Oh, well, give this bloke a ring, see what." Yeah. Which is fantastic. Thank you very much, Steve. We will have a chat soon, and okay, I know you've already spoken to Jack about a few things as well, which is great. So I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you for listening. And remember, we are always looking for existing and new businesses to talk to. So if you'd like to be part of our Buzz Talk business show, email us at info@buzzpodcast.co.uk. You can find us on Apple, Amazon, Google and Spotify. And remember to check our website, buzzpodcast.co.uk. So, till next time, stay positive and we can help push your business forward.